with the news in detail, my name is Nyari Musinga. In local news, the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, says the country is making progress in the fight against pox. ZNPHI Director of Public Health Policy, Diplomacy and Communication, Dr. Doreen Shempela, says health workers are set to undergo training on how to administer pox vaccines. Dr. Shempela revealed that Zambia has received over 1,000 doses of the pox vaccine, which will be administered in a controlled and targeted manner. She explained that the vaccines will be prioritized for the health workers and contacts of individuals who test positive for pox. Additionally, communities will be engaged to raise awareness about the benefits of vaccination. Dr. Shempela also disclosed that 7 new cases of pox were recorded in the past 7 days, bringing the cumulative total to 218 cases since the outbreak began. The Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC PLC, has posted an increased profit after a tax of $61.5 for its half-year period ended June 30, 2025, up from $43.2 million in the prior period, driven by strong performance across all its business segments. This is according to CEC's unaudited financial results. CEC Chief Executive Officer Owen Silavoy has attributed the improved financial performance to strong performance across all its business segments, including local and regional power sales and wheeling. He says this development represents the third consecutive half year where the power utility has recorded sustained growth in profit after tax, after posting profits of approximately $30 million, $113 million, and $43.2 million in the half year periods of 2022, 2023, and 2024, respectively. Silavoy has also indicated that the company is progressing with solar power projects, including the 136 megawatts Itimpi 2 and 12.5 megawatts Pitula project, while the 25 megawatts Ganaton South project is expected to reach financial close in third quarter of 2025. Zambia has claimed silver at the 2025 Region 5 fishing tournament held in Kafue National Park. The Zambian team finished second with 6,946 points, narrowly losing out to Zimbabwe, who secured the title with 8,344 points. Namibia, a new entrant to the competition, placed third, while South Africa finished fourth in the standings. During the 2025 angling competition, over 2,000 fish were caught and released, highlighting the event's commitment to conservation. Zambia team captain Darren Young said the team had a poor start, which ultimately cost them the title. However, he noted that Zambia performed strongly in the days leading up to the competition, but couldn't close the gap with the eventual winners. Still in local news, the Lusaka Magistrate Court has adjourned judgment to 3rd September 2025 in a case involving former Minister of Foreign Affairs Joseph Malanji and former Secretary to the Treasury Fred Sonyamba. Malanji is jointly charged with Yamba on allegations of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime and willful failure to follow procedure. The matter was initially scheduled for judgment last month but was postponed due to Malanji's reported illness. He was present in court today. According to the prosecution, between January 2020 and August 2021, Yamba, while serving as Secretary to the Treasury, irregularly authorized the transfer of 108 million kwacha to the Zambian Mission of Turkey for real estate procurement. Malanji is solidly accused of possessing assets suspected to be proceeds of crime, including a Bell 430 helicopter, a Bell 206 Jet Ranger, the Gibson Royal Hotel, and three houses in Silverest. principal resident magistrate Silva Munyinya adjourned the matter to Wednesday, 3rd September 2025. The government has commissioned the Moilushi Communication Tower in Chunda Ponde Chiefdom, aimed at improving rural network connectivity in Lavushimanda District. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mutati stated that the government is enhancing service delivery through improved network coverage. Mutati explained that reliable connectivity will boost access to key government programs such as social cash transfer, cash for network, and the distribution of farm inputs. ZICTA Director General Collins Mbulu said the new facility will help ease long-standing communication challenges in the area. Meanwhile, Zamtel Chief Technical Officer Muya Wamunyima announced that the company will upgrade 163 towers from 3G to 4G this year as part of its rural coverage expansion strategy. Lavushimanda District Commissioner Terry Skunda emphasized that the development reflects the government's commitment to improving service delivery in underserved areas. Chief Chunda Ponda urged the community to protect the newly commissioned tower and warned against vandalism, stressing its importance to local development. Finally, in local news, the Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced incarcerated former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Nsambo to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor for possession of property established to be proceeds of crime with effect from 25th August 2025. Delivering judgment this afternoon, Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili ruled that Nsambo is not a second offender, quashing the state's application to treat him as such on the basis that an earlier 4-year sentence was already in effect. Magistrate Chiwili ordered that the 3-year term on the two counts run concurrently and said those who aspire for public office must live exemplary lives, noting that public earnings can be traced. The court on August 25th found that evidence from 10 prosecution witnesses showed the properties were acquired suspiciously and were inconsistent with Kusambo's combined legitimate earnings while serving as a parliamentarian and provincial minister during his tenure, amounting to about 7 million kwacha, while the properties in question were valued at approximately 22 million kwacha. In mitigation, Nsambo's lawyers begged for leniency from the court and considered the status of his family. Meanwhile, Nsambo's lawyer, Charles Changano, has confirmed receiving instructions to appeal against the conviction and sentence. We now take a short break. Still to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Feel like your TV is TV, it's because you're missing that ing. That ing. You know that ing you get when you're watching amazing TV? That's exciting, enticing, surprising, and everything in between. That ing you get when you're pressing play, binging, and blockbustering. The ing you get when you're DSTV.
Now that's a way to make an entrance.
Get that ing with all sorts of packages to match your with DSTV.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protector, power bank, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mic, camera bag, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chifaramba Road and at shop number 113C.